Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. We've had fun. We've had fun, ladies and gentlemen. What does this guy want? That guy's probably wanted the prize. Somebody going to the wrestling thing, Vlad? Who's going tomorrow?
Mr. Howard Rittman.
Oh, congrats.
He's taking his son. His son, who just celebrated his 13th birthday. It's like an extended birthday gift.
So. Very cool.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'll see him there. I'm taking my son. I'm taking my son tomorrow to freestyle wrestling to go check it out. Looking forward to it at the Amerant Bank Arena. And to see all that action, Tommy Tobin, who could not get up for the pool jump yesterday. He was too tired. He was tuckered out. In fairness, he did go hard at jiu-jitsu. He was probably exhausted. he's like, wake me up. It's like, well, I tried. He goes, it's okay. Just let me sleep right here. Shh. I'm like, you just dream your sweet little Canes dreams, Tommy. Don't you worry about it. I got the pool, buddy. Now, for the national championship, I'm just going to take him out of the bed and he can... We're going in. And there's no rules for the natty.
You do understand, if your son is sleepy and mm-hmm. he jumps in the pool, he's going to be wide awake again.
Yep. But there's no rules for the natty. Mrs. Tobin's just going to have to understand.
You know he's coming off a day off already.
That's true.
By the way, I'm more than sure Mrs. Tobin ain't going to give a damn about that game. You're going to be in some trouble.
She's not going to want to be awakened around midnight.
True.
Tuesday.
Here's who's dead to me. It's that referee Snodgrass. I knew you were going to be up to something. I don't like him. His name is Snodgrass. And also your little buddy there in the booth. Always agreeing with you.
I like the call.
Of course you do. Dead to me.
Are they like the most unnecessary part of the game? The official that's not going to snitch on the other official in the booth?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You need a Blandino.
Right, doesn't care
he
anymore.
He don't care anymore.
Out of the game.
Tells you, I'm sick of this tush-push, man. Get this out of the game. It's annoying. That's what you need.
Because you can't stop it. That's why.
Who's dead to you, Leroy?
You're dead to me.
The flu.
Whoa.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because if what I'm hearing is accurate and half the team was sick and had the flu, if they would have lost that game because everybody was dehydrated, that would have sucked.
That's a hydrated champ.
I mean, it's just, it happens. It would have been an unfortunate thing.
Is that a thing?
Huh?
People are saying that the whole team had the flu? Or half the team had the flu?
That's what Mario said.
That's what Mario said.
Wow, dude.
A lot of them had.
Listen,
a lot of guys were sick, banged up. Guys had the flu.
I was in a haze.
And they fought through it.
I can't keep up with everything. I was too busy watching.
Pedialyte. Y'all got to get up on that Pedialyte. We used to drink one of them jugs before every game of Pedialyte.
I was too much.
You couldn't poop for 2 days, but that's a whole nother conversation. We was hydrated.
I was too busy watching Michael Irvin beat the holy hell out of a water cooler with the sweatshirt.
That's what he does. That's belt to ass.
I know. It's great.
You know what's amazing? You see how reserved everybody else was from both the Ole Miss greats to the Miami greats and Michael Irvin sweating.
But nobody's in his class as far as crazy. That's the thing. Is everybody
is
like,
it crazy?
Dude.
It's not crazy.
It's not. It's Michael. It's the playmaker, man. It's not crazy.
Dude. It's not. Put it this way. Crazy is when you do something outside of who you are. Michael Irvin, that fits right in with who he is.
It's just playmaker.
So he ain't being crazy. He being Michael Irvin. Although I do say he is you know, like for no activity, he certainly sweats like he just played a football game.
I just saw a clip with him telling Mike Cunha, I almost thrown out my arm from beating the water cooler. He's like, but I got one more in me. Jennifer, who's dead to you?
You know, I had something in mind of what was dead to me today, but I lost all our thought process after all your lies.
I haven't lied.
She's dead. Wow, you're dead to her.
Tobin, you made Vlad work overtime in finding these audio clips so quickly during the segment.
And then you denied him. You
called him a liar.
Why do you make it look like he's got to use the Dewey Decimal System? We have a thing that you type in Ja and all of our Ja clips come up.
But you made him do extra work. And you know what? You still said that was not true.
I don't know the context or time
of
those clips.
All this useless lying is what gets me. That just makes me feel like you're my nominee.
I'm sorry, Jennifer, that you want Ja Morant and that you're decided that you want Ja Morant so much.
Don't put words
and so
in my
I'm a little bit more.
This is how rumors start, and you know what? You're doing it all over again.
I'm not doing anything.
And you're dead to me.
If you want Ja Morant, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm
damn,
just a little.
She gave you a minus one, and you're dead to him. Wow.
I don't understand what she's so mad
minus
about.
One.
A combo.
Minus
what
one.
Is she so upset
because
about?
There's so much deceit going
you're
on.
Dead to
there's
me.
No deceit,
and you refuse to accept it.
Yeah. No, I would accept it if it was in stone, but you guys take snippets.
In stone? What more in stone?
I'm a man.
Snippets?
Audio.
You take snippets. I'm a man. Wait. Who speaks 4 hours a day, five okay. days a week. I, you know, you who knows okay. what we were talking about.
So what about me? What about me when you say that stuff to me and I get mad because I know for a fact that you ain't going to never admit that you said this 2 weeks from now.
I don't have to admit anything. I mean, if I felt some way at a certain time, but I feel something different, that's how it
you're
is.
You're denying even saying it. You're not saying
it. I didn't deny saying
anything.
He just heard like five clips.
I've never denied saying. More. Hold on.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. That's
no,
why we had to get the clip.
This is why you're not.
We have to go ahead and
this
play
is,
oh
Left
my God.
All over again.
You are, right now, you are just being.
I got to be honest with you. This is why you two should be in a playpen, because you're two toddlers. If you were grown-ups and we could have a grown-up conversation about it, I'd be happy to, but you don't. You just it's like talking to two-year-olds.
You're not being grown up right now.
I never said that I never wanted Ja Morant. Those
you
words
did.
Never Do came out of my mouth.
That's what started this whole conversation.
Get ready, Vlad. Get ready.
Vlad, who's dead to you?
You.
Oh, man.
Wow. That Jeez. Was kind of evil, Jennifer.
That was evil.
You're dead.
You.
She can't be trusted.
Who can't be trusted?
I can't be trusted.
She's
what
trying.
Are you talking about?
She's a deflector. She's sitting
the
here.
The only thing that was missing was that was.
You're
it
the one who
the
wanted
lotion in the basket.
All
initially.
Of us disagree.
Initially. But Norman Powell changed me. Yeah. See? The most. I mean, Norman Powell's pretty new to the team. I mean, obviously.
Give me Ja Morant.
Who knows when that was?
I could tell you when it was.
That we have this. Yeah.
We have the dates.
Go ahead.
December 12th, 2025.
So a whole year ago? Man.
Oh, no, last ago. Month.
What are you talking
last
about?
Last month. 3 weeks ago.
There's no way.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's out of context. There's no way I would have said
God.
That.
Oh, my God. You said 3 weeks
insane.
Ago you said that.
You're insane.
Wait,
that is unbelievable.
When I get mad when he says stuff like this, and then he goes, have a little fun, baby.
Just have a little fun.
You guys don't have any fun.
Give me the time, the date one more time, and I'm going to go ahead and clip it in video.
Big time. I mean, a whole clip from last year. Good for you.
You mean last month?
No, last year, 2025. We're in 2026.
Last
Let's move forward.
Month.
You know,
onward.
We're only 10. We're only what 9 days into the new year.
Onward.
Ridiculous.
Moving onward.
Oh my
Jennifer.
So
God.
are you saying on this day you do not want Ja Morant?
Yeah, that's the question we on right now.
You're taking way too long in this. Taking way too long.
Oh, I mean, Lord. Not want yeah. Ja Morant no matter what. Like, so if they said, hey,
no matter what,
you guys can get Ja Morant for Myron Gardner and Terry Rozier's contract, I'm going to say no to that. No, I would like Ja Morant.
Would I
give up Kalel, Nico, Kasparis
yeah,
for him? No.
You,
would I give up Jaime for him? No.
You understand that even getting that stuff off your books, now you're hooked to Ja for 2 years.
I don't think that's that bad. I don't think it is that bad a contract. It's not too bad. Can he handle down here? These are all questions. But you guys are interrupting with Vlad and who's dead to him. I mean, it's very rude of you guys.
You.
Oh, my goodness.
Very rude of you guys. Sorry, Vlad.
It's kind of hard to be upset with anything.
It's a good day.
It's been a good week.
It's a good day,
it's
dude.
It's been a good day.
You know?
You know? I don't. You know what? Nobody's dead to me.
We got John Eric Sullivan. We got the Canes. We got the Heat not having to play last night.
You know what? Yes. All right. You're right. Come on, NBA. Come on, NHL. How do you not don't have something to cool the ice from melting? Are you telling me an unseasonably warm day in Chicago in the winter causes condensation on the court?
Something else had to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't that hot. It was humid. It was like in the 50s. It was humid. But like they played hockey there forever.
Like, what are we talking about?
I don't understand it.
That's what's dead to me. Like not being able.
It almost sounds like to play the Tobins are running that.
What do you mean?
Also.
Oh man.
Jeez.
With all the chicanery to explain what happened.
You know, I'm not gonna
you
take
what's funny.
I gotta be honest with you, no bit. I'm not going to take pot shots the rest of the week. I'm just not. Like, you guys are being immature.
The week is almost over.
I feel attacked.
You know, Vlad reminded me of what else was dead to me.
What?
You and the way that you described the court last night, okay?
What do you mean?
A moist
court?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You have a problem with the word moist, I don't know what to tell you.
Vlad, wait. I got it right here. So,
what in the world?
Yeah, exactly. No. Thank you so much, by the way.
So, this is why it's
Gladys Levercus.
What?
This is why it's crazy.
It's really not that crazy.
How is a court? Huh?
Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Let me get this straight.
No.
I want to be clear about this.
Here.
Ethan was great last night.
Say, how about the Heat game being so delayed? They're playing boxing right now. Why? Court in Chicago is too moist.
Yeah.
Minus one for word choice.
That was Jennifer.
Yeah, I gave you a minus one.
Marco said, I gave you a minus one because I didn't even think about it until you mentioned it. And then Marco said, keep that court away from Zion. J-Fix said it didn't do anything. Horny. Nobody thought that except you.
Mm-hmm.
More like Marcos. Then here comes old show pony. Moist is completely acceptable word. Don't make me pretend I can spell condensation.
Well, it would have been better if he actually misspelled it.
And then Jennifer says, I preferred that word. I responded. Now that's funny. The man admitted he can't spell condensation.
Yeah.
Moist was the closest thing.
I didn't know that moist was off the table, but I guess it's off the table.
So Jennifer goes into the deep dark web and says, no reports are saying moist court delay.
They were saying slick.
No, a lot of them were saying condensation, okay, sir?
Yeah, I told you. I didn't want to spell condensation. I was scared.
It's not that hard. It's C-O-N-D-E-N-S-A-T-I-O-N. That's it.
I mean, I didn't think about it that much. I really didn't think moist was an inappropriate word.
We're on a Bulls court, and you're saying it's moist. That's craziness.
I don't think that deep.
Clearly.
You know? Have a little fun, baby.
Hey, we got to get out of
here.
There we go.
That's what he throws at everybody.
By the way, just for the record on our group chat, I'm not the one who sent us like four pictures of Michael Irvin arching his back, Jennifer.
It was funny.
Acting like I have the horniest texts. That's obviously Marcos.
That's crazy. That's not me.
All right, everybody. That's our show. Congrats to the Canes. Congrats to Mario Cristobal, Malachi Toney for Big Balls Beck, and to everybody here. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you rascals on Monday.